This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It's 106.5 The End, Sacramento's number one hit music station. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call. Gavin's here. So is Katie. I'm Orphan Andrew. And it is time for War of the Roses. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Rachel has been dating Jeremy for 2 years, right? Is that right? About 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have a pretty good relationship.
Okay.
But I guess a few weeks ago, Jeremy's mom had said something to Rachel to make her a little suspicious. Do you want to tell us?
His mother did.
His mom.
Uh-oh.
She started scolding me about leaving my underwear in the bathroom.
He lives with his mom, right? This is her house, basically?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So she's not scolding you for leaving your own underwear in your own bathroom. She's scolding you for leaving your underwear in the bathroom in her house, and her son lives there?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's no way I would have left underwear there. I mean, I would have left without underwear on, and I would remember that, you know, because it's not very comfortable.
All right, well, hang on a second, Rachel. We're going to get Jeremy on the phone. We're going to offer him some roses, and we're going to see what happens, okay?
Okay.
War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Jeremy, please?
Yeah, it's me.
Hi, Jeremy. This is Samantha with... I am calling today with a gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is 1 dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Really? Yeah.
It is
free.
Yep, it's free, and it's actually really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Send it to Sydney.
Okay. And then before I get Sydney's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Cheers to bad decisions. Put that on there. That's funny.
Cheers to bad decisions?
that's great. Yeah, that's great. You guys are awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Jeremy, this is War of the Roses on 106.5 The End. We have your girlfriend, Rachel, on the phone, actually.
I knew. Of course you're a cheater.
What?
I mean, besides the flowers, Jeremy, she also was told by your mother, a.k.a. your roommate, that that a girl's pair of underwear were found in the bathroom.
She thought that they were Rachel's. They're not Rachel's. And then you sent roses to somebody else.
So it doesn't look good.
It's not looking good for you.
Yeah.
Your mom is trying really hard, Jeremy, to, like, help you grow up here.
Yeah. Okay. This is just... Listen, I know what happened, probably. My sister probably came over, went swimming, and just left her underwear there and just confused him for yours. So that's what happened. It's not...
Why are you laughing so hard?
Swimming in freezing cold weather. And by the way, guys, his sister's 300 pounds, so we do not wear similar underwear.
Oh, God. All okay. Right.
I feel like
300 pounds. She's a little overweight.
By saying that, I feel like we have just officially passed the point of no return for you two to work this out. Okay.
Who is Sydney?
Yeah. What are the bad decisions that you're cheersing to?
Also, can I I tell you something? That's a really cheesy thing to put on a card. And the fact that you thought it was so funny and so charming really grosses me out. And it does make me think that, yeah, you brought another girl to your mom's house. There.
Well,
I said it.
Great. You know, I don't need to be judged by you.
Well, I am judging you. I'm going to judge you because, you sound like that makes you sound really douchey, and you're very obviously cheating on your girlfriend. So, yeah, I'm going to be a little judgy.
Well, I mean, I think you should give me the benefit of the doubt.
Rachel, you're not, don't try to work this out with him.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere.
I dislike him so much. Woo.
We're going in circles. Is it even worth it, Rachel, at this point?
Apparently not. I mean, sucks.
Well, sure.
Thanks,
it does suck. You've dedicated almost two years of your life to this guy. It does suck, but it doesn't suck as much as staying with somebody that is cheating on you.
Don't do this. Don't do this like this. We're going to work this out. I'm going to call you, and we're going to get together, and we're going to work it. But, we'll do this privately, okay?
No, we're not. Do not call me. Goodbye.
It seems like Rachel's done.
Yeah, I think we should all be done.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.